Today we're building a subway to edit blend approach in Ableton Live 12, using resampling workflows to get that jungle and old-school DNB low-end energy. The goal here is not just a big bass sound. The goal is a bass that feels deep, moving, a little dusty, and alive inside the track. Think of this as two layers working together. First, you've got a clean sub-foundation holding the floor. Then you've got a resampled edit layer bringing in texture, motion, and attitude. The sub stays stable and mono. The edit layer does the expressive work up top. That combination is what gives you weight without losing clarity. Let's set the project up. Open Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. For that old school jungle feel, I like 168 to 172 BPM as a sweet spot. Create three tracks, one MIDI track for the sub, one audio track for the resampled edit, and one more track for atmosphere or texture. If you want, throw in a break loop now so you can hear everything in context while you work. Start with the sub. On your MIDI track, load operator or drift. Operator is great if you want a pure sine style sub. Drift is nice if you want a slightly softer, more analog feeling foundation. If you're using operator, keep it simple. Oscillator on sine. And turn off anything you don't need. Then write a bass line that moves in one bar or two bar phrases. Keep the notes fairly short, leave space, and don't try to fill every gap. Old school DNB bass often works best when it breathes with the drums. After the synth, add utility, keep the sub mono. If needed, set width to 0% and use bass mono. Then put a EQ8 after that and clean up anything muddy, especially around the low mids. Don't overdo the EQ though. You want the sub to stay full and natural. Finish that chain with a very light saturator, just enough drive to help the sub translate on smaller speakers. A little soft clip can be useful here too. The idea is control, not obvious distortion. Now we build the bass source that will become the edit layer. This is the fun part. On a new MIDI track, make a second bass sound using drift, simpler, wave-eatable, or operator. You can go a few different directions. You might use drift for a simple analog style stab. You might use simpler with a vintage bass hit, a Reese fragment, or even a filtered break chop. Or you could build a dark harmonic mid bass from scratch with a synth. Whatever you choose, keep it rhythmic and musical. Make a short riff with offbeats, little repeats, and maybe one or two pitch changes for tension. Now comes the core move, resampling. Create an audio track called Resample Edit. Set the input to resampling or route it from your bass source track. Arm the track and record 4 to 8 bars while the drums and atmosphere are playing. Don't worry about perfection. You're capturing performance energy here. Listen for little moments where the line leans into the beat, where a filter sweep catches, where a note transition creates movement, or where a gap feels interesting. That's the raw material. This is a really important mindset shift. Treat the resampled layer like a performance capture, not a special effect. It should feel like a musical phrase you can sculpt, not just something noisy you threw on top. Once you've recorded the audio, start editing. You can slice it manually, or use sliced a new MIDI track if that fits your workflow. For this style, manual editing is often better because you can be more intentional with each fragment. Chop out small sections, reverse a few slices, move a chop slightly ahead of the beat for push, or slightly behind for drag. Give the phrase some variation. Old school jungle edits often sound like they were assembled from fragments, and that's part of the charm. Now process the edit layer. Start with EQ8 and high pass it so it's not fighting the sub. Usually somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz is a good range, depending on the source. If there's harshness in the upper mids, tame that too. After EQ, add auto filter for movement. A low pass or band pass with a touch of resonance can do a lot. Automate the cutoff so the edit opens and closes across the phrase. Then add some color. Saturator is a simple option, but roar is great if you want more character. Keep it controlled. You're looking for harmonics and grit, not mush. A little compressor or glue compressor can help glue the chopped audio together, so it feels like one musical part. Utility at the end can help narrow the width if the low mids feel too spread out. Keep the focus where the bass needs to live. If you want extra flavor, this is a great place for echo, corpus, or even a light touch of redux. A short filtered echo can give you dubby jungle tails. Corpus can add body and resonance. Redux can bring in a bit of rough sampler style grit. Just remember, subtle goes a long way here. Now blend the sub and edit layers. Start with the sub alone. Then slowly bring the edit layer in until it adds character, without masking the foundation. In this style, the sub should own the deepest range, roughly 30 to 90 Hz, while the edit layer lives mostly above that. Check the blend in mono often. If the bass collapses badly in mono, something is too wide or too busy. Keep the low end focused. This is where the whole subweight idea really lands. The sub gives you the pressure. The edit gives you the personality. One is the floor, the other is the motion on top of it. And if you balance them well, you get bass that feels deep but still interesting. Because this lesson lives in the atmospheres area, we also need to place the bass inside a space. Add an atmosphere track with a pad, a drone, a dusty room tone, vinyl hiss, or chopped break haze. Keep it filtered and low in the mix. The atmosphere shouldn't compete with the bass. It should frame it. It should make the whole thing feel darker, wider, and more like a real jungle record instead of a dry bass exercise. A nice move here is to let the atmosphere react to the bass. Open it slightly when the bass opens. Let it bloom at the end of a phrase. Duck it a little when the bass hits. Small interactions like that make the whole mix feel connected. Now let's think arrangement. Even if this is just a loop, the bass still needs movement over time. Try an 8-bar structure. In bars 1 and 2, keep it minimal. Mostly sub, a light atmosphere, maybe the drums and one subtle bass gesture. In bars 3 and 4, bring in the resampled edit more clearly. Open the filter a touch and maybe let one note have an echo tail. In bars 5 and 6, drop out one chop or add a reverse slice to keep the ear moving. In bars 7 and 8, push the energy a little harder, with a more open filter or a stronger edit variation. Then leave a little pickup into the next loop. A really good rule here is to make every loop have one hero detail. That could be a reverse chop, a tiny pitch dip, a delayed ghost hit, or one special filter bump. You don't need 10 tricks at once. One memorable movement is often enough. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't leave too much low end in the edit layer. If the resampled audio has too much sub, it'll fight your clean foundation. High pass it and keep the deepest energy in the main sub. Second, don't overprocess before you blend. Build from clean to dirty gradually. Third, check mono regularly. Jungle and old school D&B need a strong center image. Fourth, vary your slice lengths, note velocities, and gaps. If every chop feels the same, the bass gets mechanical. And fifth, don't forget the drums and atmosphere. Bass on its own can sound heavy, but bass in context sounds like a record. If you want to push this further, try a two-pass resampling workflow. Record the first version of the bass phrase cleanish, then process that recording and resample it again. That second pass can give you a more finished, record-like feel. Or duplicate the resampled layer and give each copy a different personality. One can be darker and more mono, the other can be brighter and more chopped. Alternate them every bar or two for movement. You can also automate density. Start the edit layer sparse, then increase the number of slices or the amount of activity before a phrase change. Then pull it back down before the next drop. That makes the bass breathe with the arrangement. Another nice trick is micro-pitch phrasing. Instead of huge pitch shifts, use tiny changes, like a few cents up or down, or a single semitone only on a leading note. It adds life without turning the line into a wobble bass. Here's a quick practice challenge. Set the tempo to 170 BPM. Build a sine sub and operator. Write a simple 2-bar bass line with 4 to 6 notes. Make a second bass sound with drift or simpler. Record 4 bars of that sound to audio. Chop it into at least 6 slices. Process it with EQ8, auto filter, and saturator. Blend it under the sub. Add a dark atmosphere layer. Then make 3 variations. One more open, one with a reverse chop, and one with a muted gap before the downbeat. If you do that, you'll end up with a loop that has deep sub pressure, character in the mids, and that moody jungle space around it. And that's really the point of the subweight edit blend approach. Clean foundation, edited motion, and atmosphere all working together to make the bass feel alive.